So meeting right now down in the home plate side and discussing Mallards in their blue uniforms with the yellow stripes on the leggings and the yellow sleeves as well. As for the Rafters, they're in their white tops with the maroon logos on the front, the maroon numbers on the back. They also have the black leggings as well. Madison in their white and blue caps. Rafters in their white, black, and red caps with the red bills. So managers discussing right now on this hot summer 4th of July. It is alive and well here at Witter Field. Yesterday, the fans really showed out. It was about 1,100 fans, the most all season at Witter Field yesterday. So it was, you hope that can be the case today. You know, fans coming down here and enjoying some great Rafters baseball and a great atmosphere, great food, and well, we hope for the Rafters can win. So Donnie Scott and Schreider are talking right now. But Hayden Cody, a guy getting the start on the mound for the Rafters. So he's out of Cal State Northridge, and he's a guy that really, he's been consistent at times, but there's been a lot of times where he's just been up and down. He's had five games with a 1-2 start with a win versus Lakeshore. He lost his past two versus Wausau and Battle Creek. He's had 15 innings of work with 9 hits and 9 runs. He's also had 8 strikeouts. So out of Cal State Northridge and Mission Viejo. So, yeah, looking at him, it's going to be a big question. If the Rafters, the big thing for them yesterday, they weren't getting much hits. They only had 4 of them, but it was their pitching as well. Jackson Wentworth got the start, just did not have his best start. Schulfer came in after that, and Schulfer's a guy that really can, you know, find the strike zone and push the strike zone. He didn't have his best as well. The Dock Spiders just started to swing the bats better, and Wisconsin Rapids got a run in the bottom of the seventh. They cut it to 6-2, and you felt the momentum was possibly changing, but nothing came from that. So that was the question. If the Rafters today can just get back to them playing great baseball, because before yesterday, they had 2 straight shutouts. And they won 3-0 and 2-0. Their pitching has been sublime. They lead the league in an ERA of 3.10. But for them, yeah, it's a big question. If this team can find ways to be good on both sides of the ball, they're one of the best teams in the Northwoods League, and that has been proven from time and time again. Coming into yesterday, they had 3rd in the league with assists. They had led the league in fielding percentage of a .976. They're 6th in the league with strikeouts and 3rd in the league in saves. So their fielding has been spectacular. So it's going to be interesting to see how David Rivera gets accustomed to this infield, because he started at shortstop, which is a big role. So Conniff, obviously, at second. Degatti at third. Their chemistry has been really good. And that's going to be a thing to see how Rivera adjusts into this lineup and gets the chemistry with some guys, because we've seen Luke Hansen at that shortstop role in his first game. When he started there, he really struggled. There was an error from him and Conniff where he just overthrew him, and so the chemistry just wasn't fully there. So it will be a question to ask, how is David Rivera, the shortstop, going to come in and find a way to get going? So Jorge Degatti at third, Jack Gervich at first, Hogan Haligzo at catcher. And yeah, so this lineup as well for the Rafters: Harrison Didowick at left field, Ty Johnson center, Brendan Bobo right field. And so also for their batting order, you have Johnson leading off, Rivera at second, Brendan Bobo at third, batting third, Gervich fourth, and Garrett Broussard is DHing today, so he started to swing the bat well. So for him in the DH role, he hasn't played that role that much this season, so that will also be an interesting thing as well. How does he swing the bat in a time where he's not playing defense? His defense a lot fuels his offense, because when we've seen him make plays on the defensive side of the ball, offensively he starts to get going, so he's not going to have that today. He's an unbelievable player. He's a returning Rafter, so it's David Rivera's first start on his first appearance today. His first pitches are just getting thrown out. And the national anthem coming up here on WFHR, a special one today, especially on the 4th of July. We'll be back shortly for first pitch coming up.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside the ballpark as Cody getting warmed up now, the right-hander. So looking to get back to a 2-2 record, 1-2 start for him. So he's a guy out of Cal State Northridge, and he only pitched in one game back in his freshman season. He suffered a season-ending injury after that he missed all the 2022 season as well. He finally saw action this year for Cal State Northridge. He had a 4-0 record, 25 and two-thirds innings of work, allowing 26 hits, 22 runs, but he had 24 strikeouts for a 4.56 ERA. So he only saw 116 batters. And he only has 13 walks for Cal State Northridge. So he's a guy that comes in from time to time. He gets a lot of starts, but we've seen him in roles where he's been a reliever. So getting the start once again today. Last game against Battle Creek just didn't pitch as well as he normally does. Threw a lot of walks in that game, which eventually gave Battle Creek the win. They shut out the Rafters 2-0. That was the first game of the road trip. So Cody getting warmed up now. He'll face Jake Holcroft, the left fielder at the University of Portland, and the rising senior from Upland, California. Batting at 327, 15 RBIs. So Cody just warming up on his pitches on a warm July 4th. It is currently 86 degrees. It was a thunderstorm in last night, but it came after the game. And unfortunately, that game got played. So Cody will step in on the mound on the first base side. He'll face Jake Holcroft to get this going on this 4th of July. First 1-5 start here at Witterfield this season as Holcroft fouls it off left side. 34 hits. Coming into yesterday, 15 RBIs. No balls a strike. Hayden Cody warming up now, just finding his rhythm. He'll look in and deliver the 0-1. Swing and a miss upstairs, 0-2. Rafters have dominated the series, and especially this year as well, winning 3-1. And obviously outscoring them 27-11. And the 0-2 up and high and away for a ball. The games they won, it was 9-1, 10-3, and 3-0. Madison losing six straight, 1-2 count. Cody, the step and serve, and just high on the left edge, out of the strike zone. Hogan Eligzo catching. Out of Creighton, and a reliable catcher behind the plate. The count is 2-2. Cody will look in again. He'll fire and down low of the strike zone. So two straight strikes he starts it off with and then throws three straight balls. The count runs full on Holcroft. A solid leadoff hitter for the Mallards. Cody fires in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He gets a third strike. And one down. Cody starts his day off with a strikeout. Davis Hamilton out of North Dakota State. From Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, which is right down the road from Madison. So a homegrown kid that's headed to North Dakota State. Batting a 288, 15 hits, 13 RBIs. One down, Cody will serve in the first offering and a missed outside for a strike. No balls a strike. So Gervich, the reliable first baseman, and Conniff, seen him at short, at third and second, but he's really found his role at second base. The 0-1 and pulls away outside. On a fastball at 91. He certainly has sports that run in his genes. The 1-1 goes inside, backing away was Hamilton and finds a ball. His father and grandfather were professional speedway motorcycle riders, which is interesting. His mother also played college softball at Long Beach State and Colorado State. So, athletic genes and runs in the Cody family. A 2-1 count with one down. Cody fires in a swing and a line drive, and running after it, backpedaling towards it, is Johnson, and comes down with it for two down. So, Ryan Sprock batting third in this order. The DH from Elon. And a Morristown, New Jersey native, 23 RBIs, batting a 323 with four home runs as well. So plays his collegiate ball with one of our catchers, Alex Duffy. The first offering on a fastball away of the zone, 1-0. Sprock has had some success against the Rafters. 1-0 with two down, and inside, and finds a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down, so a strikeout from Holcroft and a fly out to center from Hamilton, and the 1-1 comes in way outside and pulls on a curve, 2-1. Off-speed pitch is 79. Cody, with the ball behind his back, looks in and steps in and serves on a check swing that pulls away on a curve, and 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Two down, back-to-back outs. Rafter is looking for a 1-2-3 inning, a swing and a cracked ball into right center field. That drops on a bounce, hits the wall, rounding first, heading for second is Sprock. The throw from Johnson, not in time. Sprock stands up at second, and a leadoff double for him on his first at bat. So starts his day off with a double, and Owen Jackson will step in. Jackson yesterday against Green Bay went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Remind you, if Madison beat Green Bay yesterday, the Rafters would have been in regardless of what happened. But the first offering comes in and pulled outside for a strike, 0-1. So Ryan Sprock with a double. So after two straight outs, the Mallards come back with a runner in scoring position. 0-1 count, step in and serve, and popped outside on the left field side. No balls, two strikes. Two down. Owen Jackson out of the University of Toledo. Batting a 273. He steps in on a curveball that pushes inside out of the zone. One and two. Back-to-back outs, but Sprock gets to second on a double. He laced the ball in the right field. The 1-2 and a ground ball that pulls outside on the right field line. Staying alive here is Jackson. 1-2 count. Cody trying to retire the side. Jackson with two home runs this season, also with 17 runs as well. And the 1-2 outside on the right-handed batter's box. So the left-hander, Owen Jackson, sees the count at 2-2. He'll look in once again. Sprock a couple shifts over on the second base bag. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Low for strike three. So Hayden Cody records his second strikeout on four batters. As the Raptors retire the side, we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom half of the inning here in the first as Ty Johnson will lead off. Johnson headed to Baylor next season. And yesterday, he went 1-for-3 with a double. He had a 2 RBI day, 2 walks and a strikeout. So a big day for him prior to yesterday's game, batting a 299. So Johnson gets the leadoff role once again. A reliable hitter slotted in at center field. Luke Reed obviously getting the start on the mound. So Reed out of Eastern Kentucky from Louisville. 3 games appeared in with a 1-0 record. Picked up the win versus Green Bay on June the 23rd. 9 1/3 innings of work. He has 1 save, 1 hit, and 9 strikeouts. 7 of those came against the win against Green Bay. So the right-hander, Reed, will look in on Johnson. Owen Jackson at first. Davis Hamilton at second. Keenan Taylor at third. And Cal Fisher at short. 0-1 count. Reed throws in on a fastball at 92. So ahead in the count, Reed will look in. And Johnson pops it away, fouled off left side. The Mallards got a hit, and it came at the hands of Ryan Sprock, who smashed the ball into right center field. He stood up at second, but there was already two down, so two strikeouts for Cody. Got it on Holcroft and Owen Jackson, and the 0-2 comes in up and above the zone for a ball, 1-2. 36 hits on the season for Ty Johnson, 16 RBIs as well. 1-2 count. Looking in is Reed. He'll serve a swing and a bouncer that goes to the second baseman. Hamilton has all the time in the world. Throws down to first for the first out. So David Rivera making his first appearance here for the Rafters. A guy from Hope International in Long Beach, California. Prior to Hope International, he went to Long Beach City College, where he spent 2 years there, named the 2018 Defensive Player of the Year. In 2018, he posted a 3.85 batting average with three home runs as well. So a guy that graduated in high school in 2017 from Lakewood, he played on varsity for 3 years as a Lancer, three-time first-team all-league selection. So Rivera, the shortstop, in the count 0-1. And down low, comes in on a ball, 1-1. Seeing his first action here in the Northwoods League. Arrived not too long ago. One ball, one strike, one down. Reed will step and fire. A swing and a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Reed. Lobs it over to first, easy for the second out. So Brendan Bobo, he'll step in now. And yesterday went 1-for-4. He got a hit in the bottom of the first. So Reed doing well so far. Two straight ground outs. Bobo batting third here in the order. Mallard's one away here in the bottom of the first. Looking in and firing is Reed. Bobo swings and misses inside. 0-1. Out of Cal State Fullerton. 18 hits on the season. He also has 11 runs. 5 home runs. Leads the team in home runs. And also RBIs. He's tied for first with 20. And throws in on fastball. Outside. One ball strike. Two down. Reed looks hot on a long stare. He'll serve high and fouled. Backside on a foul tip, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two down. Reed will come in. Standing on the first base side of the mound. Looks, serves. The 1-2 swing and a miss outside. But just foul tipped into the glove. Just barely, 1-2. So staying alive as Bobo was fortunate to just get a little bit of contact on the ball. So Raptors without a hit on two batters, two straight groundouts. 1-2 count. Reed fires in and miss on a third strike. And third base umpire said he did go. So that's the third strike and the third out. We head to the top of the second, scoreless here through one.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second, Isaiah Jackson out of Arizona State will lead off. The center fielder from Vail, Arizona, as he swings and flies a ball into deep right. As running after it is Johnson, who comes out and makes the grab for an easy one down. So Canyon Brown, the catcher, out of North Carolina A&T from Ormond Beach, Florida. 12 RBIs on the season. 25 total hits. He'll look in now. So Brown, the sixth batter here in the order, as Cody fires on a curve that goes right down the plate in four strike, 0-1. Only one hit this game, and it came into the hands of Ryan Sprock, who got a double. Other than that, not much success as they swing, and a bouncer that goes right into the glove of Cody. Lobs over to first and reaches out, makes the throw for one down, for two down. So, two straight outs, Keenan Taylor will step in. Batting seventh in the order, out of Purdue and from Westfield, Indiana. Twelve RBIs on the season. Batting at 231 with 24 hits as well, so plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten. And the first offering comes outside on a foul tipped right side, 0-1. So Jackson flew out, Brown grounded out. 0-1 count. Cody with the hand in the glove, fires in the 0-1, popped away right side. Out of play, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. Keenan Taylor, the reliable third baseman, down in the count. Cody in front, serves in the 0-2, up and outside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down. And Cody will come set once again. The right-hander Taylor, the 1-2 home, swinging a ground ball over to Conniff at second. Scoops it up, throws it across his body right in time as a lunging Gurevich gets the third out. So the Raptors go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the second here at Witterfield on this 4th of July afternoon. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows level off around 69. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 81.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, Jack Gurevich, the left-hander, leads off scoreless here through one and a half innings. As Reed, with a strikeout, he struck out Bobo and serves in. The first pitch comes outside for a ball. Raptors still without a hit. They've only been through three batters. It was a three up and three down inning in the bottom of the first for Madison. Ahead in the count is Gurevich. Sees the 1-0 way outside, 2-0. So Gurevich, 26 hits total on the season, 20 RBIs. He's tied for first with Bobo. Four home runs, second on the team. The 2-0 curveball goes right next to the sleeve of Gurevich inside for the third ball. Three straight balls. Last pitch was a curve at 81. And Reed fires right down the pipe for a strike. That was a fastball, 3-1. So one strike out on three batters. Luke Reed out of Eastern Kentucky fires a swing and a shallow ground ball over to Fisher at shortstop. Flips it on over to first. Easy for the first out. So one down. Garrett Broussard, the DH. 22 hits for him on the season. 8 RBIs. He has 11 runs as well. So DHing today. Not a role we've seen him in a lot. We've seen Bobo, Gurevich, DH for the most part, but Garrett Broussard has taken on that role today as Reed fires in and low of the zone for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count, one down. Once again, Reed steps and Broussard misses on a swing. 1-1. A slow pitch came in at 81 on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Reed fires in. A swing and a miss. Curveball, 1-2 down the plate. Another 81 mile per hour pitch here on the fifth batter. Four straight outs for the Mallards. The 1-2. Pushes inside, outside of the zone. 2-2. Remind you, the first game against Madison, the Raptors played at Warner Park. They were up 5-0 at the end of two. So they had a great start. And the 2-2. Curve down low. Right side of the zone. 3-2. So the full count with one down. Broussard staying alive. Nobody on base yet for the Raptors. Reed will come set. He'll step in fire and a line drive lifted out left side and into the bullpen of the Raptors. Great contact there from Broussard. Just came around it a little too early. So once again, a full count. The payoff from Reed and a ground ball pushed away on the left field line. So out of Utah Valley from San Juan Capistrano, another returning rafter. Batted a 258. Last season was a Northwoods League All-Star. The 3-2 comes in and lowered the zone for ball four. So the first runner on base is Garrett Broussard as he walks. And Harrison Didowick. Two hits total on the season for him. He has two runs as well. So the tall 6'4 left-hander at the University of Virginia. One down. Reed looks on as Broussard stands at first. And he fires in low. 1-0. So Harrison Didowick, in his first game, he was able to get a double and cross home plate in the doubleheader day against Lakeshore, where both of those games were seven innings. As he swings in, grounds a ball into Hamilton at second, throws it over to the shortstop, throws it back to first, not in time. So Fisher gets it at second, delivers it on to first, but Didowick gets there on a fielder's choice. And Jorge Degatti was leading the team in batting average for a while. 15 hits for him, 5 RBIs. Out of the University of Indiana, he pinch hit yesterday, or he went 0-for-1. Batting a 288, and Reed on a curveball way low at the zone. Pushes out the right edge, 1-0. So Didowick at first. Mallard's one away. Looking in his read, he looks down, looks back up. He'll fire in outside, 1-0. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two down. Didowick at first. The 2-0 home. Degatti misses outside for a strike, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Another fastball at 92 that paints the right edge. The 2-1, Didowick thought about going to second, but retreats back to first, and a ball comes in low. So three balls, a strike. Jorge Degatti, a Indiana Hoosier, prior to that, played for the Florida Gators, where he appeared in 9 games. So a Miami native, the 3-1, as he pushes it out right side and goes into the bullpen of the Mallards. So it's a full count with two down. One strikeout so far from Reed, and it came on Bobo. Didowick a couple steps off the bag at first. And the full count delivery way lower the zone for ball number four. So Degatti will take first, Didowick to second. And Chris Conniff, 20 RBIs on the season, 20 hits as well. Batting a 250 out of Wagner College from Edmond, Oklahoma. Looking in is Reed. He looks back over at second. Didowick the big leadoff. And the first offering, a swing and a line drive that drops into right center. Rounding third is Didowick. And getting to third is Degatti. He dives headfirst into the bag and gets out. It looks like Didowick scored. So Didowick scores. Degatti gets out. The Rafters lead 1-0. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often. and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, Rafters lead 1-0. Chris Conniff, a one-run RBI single, which Didowick got home for his third run of the season. Degatti got thrown out at third, but the run already scored. So the Rafters lead 1-0 here, top of the third. As Cal Fisher out of Deerfield, Wisconsin, swings and pulls a ball in the left field as Didowick runs back and makes the catch, one down. So Jack Tucker out of St. John's from Staten Island. He appeared in yesterday's game, went 0 for 5. So 14 hits for him on the season. Cody serves in and finds the left edge of the zone in for a strike, 0-1. Bottom of the order with Tucker. Oh, and one. A swing and a ball lifted in the air into right field that drops before Bobo can get to it. And Tucker will take first for a base hit.
Now batting left fielder, number 8, Jake.
So top of the order, Jake Holcroft, who struck out swinging last time up. The left fielder from Upland, California. So Tucker at first. Mallard's up to 2 hits now. Rafters one out and foul on the top side of the bat. 1 strike, 0-1. So Cody, so far through going through the first of the order, he's at 2 strikeouts. Tucker at first. Cody delivers the 0-1, and it pulls backside, 0-2. So one of 2 strikeouts for Hayden Cody came on Holcroft. A leadoff at first from Jack Tucker. 0-2, and the throw over to first. Gervich just a little late to the tag, and diving headfirst into the bag was Tucker. One down. No balls, 2 strikes. He'll come set, fire the 0-2, and swung and hit back. Backside, 0-2, once again. Fastball at 90. This warm summer heat, players are going to have to preserve their energy. So Cody will step and fire and look over at first, and Gervich drops it. It rolls away from him, but Tucker does not have the green light to take second. So 0-2 count. Once again, 2 hits for the Mallards from Ryan Sprock and Jack Tucker. Sprock took second on a double in the right center as Tucker with a base hit to right field. And the 0-2 way outside on the left edge for a ball, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Cody had that season-ending injury back in 2021. And looks off over at first. 1-2 count, one down. Cody will come set. He'll step in and fire as stealing second is Tucker. Haligzo throws it, drops it in the glove of Rivera. But Tucker gets it in time. So a perfectly executed stolen base from the St. John's product, Jack Tucker. He's a runner in scoring position now. The count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tucker leads off there now. Cody looks off at second. He'll come back and fire. Swing and a miss low for strike three. So Holcroft strikes out for his second time today as this brings up Hamilton. Batting in the two hole. Went 1-for-4 yesterday with a run. He also had a solo home run and was walked. Had the only run of the game yesterday against Green Bay. So up to two home runs this season. Two down. Tucker at second and throws it inside. That hits the right leg of Hamilton. Slow to get up as he's hobbling over to first. Hamilton will take first. Tucker to second. So this puts two runners on now for the Mallards. And a slow limping jog for Hamilton. And he looks to be okay. As a guy that got a base hit today, Ryan Sprock. So Hamilton looks to be okay. Cody is just making sure. A wild pitch. Beams the right leg of Hamilton. So he'll stand at first. Tucker remains at second. The right-hander Ryan Sprock. Up to 32 hits this season. Looking in is Cody. And just outside on a fastball, 1-0. 90 miles per hour. A 1-0 count with two down here in the top of the third. The 1-0, a swing and a ball. Well hit into deep center. Heading back towards the wall. This one's gone. A three-run shot from Ryan Sprock. And the Mallards jump in front, 3-1. A well-hit ball to left center. And Ryan Sprock up to his fifth home run of the season. Mallards lead 3-1. So what about that from the DH? A three-run shot. And the Raptors find themselves down 3-1. So Owen Jackson will step in now in the cleanup spot. Two down. As a swing and a ball. Flied into right center. This one's back towards the wall. And this one's gone. Back-to-back home runs. This time it's Owen Jackson. His third home run of this season. Back-to-back for the Mallards. And now it's 4-1. So Sprock a three-run shot, Owen Jackson a solo shot, and now it's 4-1. Mallards, three hits. Wow, it was a three-run shot from Sprock to left center. This one was to right center from Owen Jackson. Cody fires in a swing and a miss on Isaiah Jackson, who hit a home run here last time on the first game that was played. As the 0-1 up and outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. The 1-1 outside, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Cody fires in, and it comes outside. The count is 2-1. Three balls, a strike. Cody sets in, fires outside, and way outside for ball number four. Isaiah Jackson will take first. And this inning is just getting longer for the Rafters. Four runs for the Mallards right now. A three-run shot from Sprock. A solo home run from Owen Jackson. Cody really struggling. Cody will fire. And a ground ball hit left side. Canyon Brown, who grounded out to the pitcher last time up. 0-1 count, two down. Cody will fire, step, in serve, and a line drive hit in right field. Rounding second, heading for third is Isaiah Jackson, and runners on first and third. The Mallards not going away so easily in this inning. And a base hit. Hit in shallow right. Canyon Brown will take first. Madison up to four hits right now. And Keenan Taylor, who grounded out to second last time up. So runners at first and third. Hayden Cody really struggling. He's given up four hits, four runs, and fires it over to first. Gervich just not in time with the tag. Two down. Cody will look, deliver a swing and a bouncer over to Conniff at second, and lobs it on over to first for the third out. But the Rafters give up four runs. It was a three-run shot from Sprock and a solo home run from Owen Jackson. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, the Mallards jump in front 4-1 as it was back-to-back home runs from Sprock and Owen Jackson. So Hogan Alixo here in the bottom of the order will lead off. Rafters a run in the bottom of the second. So looking to have back-to-back innings with a run. As stepping in is Reed, and he'll serve up out and away for a ball. So Alixo batting a 167, four hits and two RBIs. The native of Omaha, Nebraska, a top 10 player coming out of high school. And the 1-0 up and away for the second ball, 2-0. So Luke Reed with one strikeout, and it came on Brendan Bobo. A 2-0 count. Pulled away. Bounced outside. Left side. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Madison on the offensive side, similar to what they did in the first game against the Rafters this season. They also hit back-to-back home runs that game, and they won 8-5. Isaiah Jackson hit a home run. And so it's very similar as far as the home run side and to what they did. The Rafters are just not playing well. Swing and a miss inside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The count is full. Reed looks in, takes a long stare, the bend of the knee, the fire, swing and a miss down low for strike three. So Luke Reed for his second strikeout of the afternoon. We head to the top of the order. Ty Johnson grounded out to second. Reed, two strikeouts, and he just pitched his 40th pitch. He's allowed to hit a run and two walks. One down. So Johnson, the left-hander, Reed fires in. Johnson scoops away, and it comes in on the inside for a ball. On a breaking ball at 76. Mallard's up to five hits. Rafters only one. As that ball bounces in the dirt and goes away from Brown. 2-0. A 2-0 count, one down. Coming set and firing outside for a ball. So three straight balls. Alexo struck out swinging. Johnson grounded out to second. Here his first time up. The 3-0 paints the left edge in for a strike. 3-1. Fastball at 91. The 3-1, way down low and goes away of the glove of Brown on the right edge for ball number four. So Johnson will take first. So David Rivera, his second plate appearance for the Rafters. He grounded out to the pitcher last time up. So Rivera out of Hope International from Long Beach, California. Another California native. And the first offering comes in. Rivera misses high on a chest-high fastball, 0-1. Pitch comes in at 91 miles per hour. Johnson stands at first. He takes a couple shifts off the bag. Reed will look in. Has his eye on first. Comes set. Fires, and it bounces away from Brown. As Johnson will take second. So a wild pitch gives Johnson the green light. One ball, one strike. Johnson stands at second. Looking back, coming set. The 1-1 fouled off. Right side, 1-2. David Rivera, second appearance, grounded out to the pitcher last time up. 1-2 count. One down. The 1-2 comes in. As he pulls it out, right side, staying alive. One ball, two strikes. And his second school attended Long Beach City College. As the 1-2 swinging a bouncer over to the third baseman in Taylor has all the time, throws it across the diamond in for one down. For two down, excuse me. So Rivera grounds out, and this brings up Brendan Bobo, who struck out swinging last time up. So Bobo, the left-hander, 5 home runs, leads the team, 20 RBIs, which he's tied for first. Two down. At second is Johnson. Reed comes in, fires, and skims the right edge in for a strike, 0-1.